You know, even the poor old fella now, that's the way he gets very lonely. They get very lonely and they'd be trying to come back, you know, for a holiday.
Right.
Because where they are now, you know, yeah, I'd be thinking of it there. They're in New York now, and when the grandchildren were home last year and they stayed a good bit with us, and when they woke up in the morning, and even though this is the city, do you know, I woke them up, the birds. There's no birds in New York. I was amazed. He couldn't sleep with the birds, and even here now, in this place, and it isn't beautiful, as you know, but we have the birds in the morning here. Mm. And I thought how lucky we are, you know, and what they, with all the dollars they have, how hard it is. And when they come here, they can go out and they can go to town. And they said to me there last year, two boys, Gran, can you go in a bus here? And I said, of course I can. Well, could you go on a train here? I said, of course I can. Because their lifestyle, you can't let them out of your eyesight. Yeah. You're living in a panic, even though the dollars are there. You're living in a panic in case something will happen to one of them. So I thought that very sad for him. For the child, he never heard the birds. He couldn't sleep with the birds. They woke him up.